G'day there, community. This podcast brought to you by Intuity Finance. Hit the banner on the right-hand side of the website. They do home loans, refinancing, help you out with that financial stuff, and they're fantastic supporters of this fine community.
That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
G'day, community. How you going? I am Jock Riddles. And as always, I'm sitting next to two very close and dear friends of mine, Pooter, Higgo, Higginbotham.
Hello, Jock.
And the majestic crouching one.
Welcome.
How are you today, mate?
I very well. Yeah. After a big session at pub.
Good win over there, over west.
Also, the Jock Lennon meeting at pub last week.
It was a corker, wasn't it,
son?
You're in bloody good form too, mate.
Welcome.
The boys, like the beers and all that stuff. Miss Crouching, would she let you out for the night? No dramas, mate? Mrs. Crouching?
No. Rolling drunk lockout again.
Yeah, I think we all copped a bit of that, didn't we, mate?
It's not matter. I sleep next to dog.
Yeah, now, Peter, it was all we could do to get you, let your mum out for the podcast tonight and for the donors podcast, mate. You've been in a bit of strife.
Yes, Jock. I have just been released from my grounding.
You got a strict mum, haven't you, mate?
Yes, Jock. Overconsumed and was home past my curfew. However, I must admit...
You were just enjoying yourself, mate.
The social interaction in a public, real, face-to-face scenario was at first confronting.
Yeah, I know, mate.
But after a few of the alcohols...
just say beers, mate.
I was enjoying myself, Jock.
I saw you
laughing. You very much.
No, mate, thank you for coming, mate. I know you were anxious about it, and I saw you laughing,
yes, Jock.
Telling jokes. It was the best I've seen. You should do it more often, mate.
Yes, Jock, thank you.
Now, for those out there listening to this here regular Sunday night podcast, of course, we've got an absolutely ball-tearingly large donors podcast, which we'll deploy on Tuesday. So we'll put a link up in this show. You have to get onto that, probably the biggest suppository of wisdom we've probably have deployed yet this season.
Yes, Jock, lots of recordings from the establishment that served the alcohols.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mick the Mad Irishman was a fountain of knowledge.
It was great to see him.
Baron Von Crow, all the way from Adelaide.
Wonderful bloody bloke.
Disappointed that you allowed your nephew, Wayno, to partake in the alcohol.
I only live once. Oh, no, I can be responsibility for him. His dad's me brother. I told his dad, said, Jock, just look after him, and I do look after him. Community bloody love him, and he had to come, mate. If there was a gathering of the inner sanctums, he had to be bloody there, and he had a good time. Might have had a couple too many.
Shall we give the community a sample of the wisdoms from the alcoholic venue, Jock?
Yeah, bloody hell. Let's have a listen to Mickey the Mad Irishman with his thoughts about his team structure. 2015.
At the start of the year, Jock, Mick's team was very left field.
Well, it was, mate. You yourself would concede that you went pretty bloody left
field. Two left field, Jock, definitely. I went into the year thinking our left field mid-price strategy was going to be the way to go. It was going to set me apart from everyone else. In hindsight, and clearly hindsight's a wonderful thing, it was definitely the wrong way to go. Obviously, there was left field picks to be taken. David Swallow wasn't in everyone's team at the start of the year. Managed to come into mine, offset by someone like Bug. Who had Thomas Bug? Not too many, and for good reason, because he was shitter, sorry. You need to have one or two left field picks if you want to set yourself, but five or six is too many. Well, I've learned a lesson. Next year we'll go in, we won't be going in with five or six left field picks.
So how are you going to go in the next year then, Mark?
It's hard. It's so hard until you see rookies. Rookies determine everything. Rookies determine strategy, right? If there's no rookies in the midfield, I will go in with a full premium midfield. Unfortunately, most cash generation happens in the midfield, so you're going to go more midfield rookies and look for value elsewhere, basically. But honestly, at this stage, 2014, 2015 could see a 7-3 strategy for the mayhem next year. Seven premiums in the midfield, full premiums, starting the year, three rookies, and look for value back and forward.
a fine mind, Jock.
Absolutely.
We can hear the full uncut version of this and many more wisdoms in the Donors Podcast.
Now, Crouching One, you've got a glow in the cheeks because you're having a big bloody weekend in fantasy footy, are you?
Yes.
Tell us about your time.
One step closer to bedroom, Mr. Jock.
Hello, hello, hello.
I look like over 2,600.
Over 2,600?
Yes, I have Lockliffe Clapton.
Yeah.
I get big score. I look maybe when rank come out, Crouching One ask Miss Tiger bedroom. What come?
Well, you might make top 100. Do you reckon after this weekend you could be in the top 100? You're about, where were you, 250 or something?
Maybe not this week. Yeah. Maybe same next week. Bang!
And Mrs. Crouching, do you reckon she'll be good for her word? You reckon there'll be the old bedroom bouncy bounce happening, mate?
Ah, yes, Mr. Jock.
Talking about that captain situation, I was tickled pink I had the vice-captain on Joel Selwood. To be honest, I was happy for you, mate, but to see Rockliffe come out and deliver what he delivered put me at a relative disadvantage, but, geez, there's a lot of people happy with Tom Rockliffe as a captain.
In fact, the Brisbane game, so heavily biased towards that team.
Yeah.
In fact, a 60% point share, 1,960 as opposed to 1,370, Jock. That's
massive,
in super coach scoring terms, a significance. Hanley 191, Rockliffe 175, Zorko 159, Stephen Martin 130. It was a feast for those with Brisbane players.
The Gold Coast Sun had one bloody mark in the first quarter. It was an absolute lambs to the bloody slaughter job, Peter.
This interesting. Time my bloody slipper.
Welcome, Crouching One, Hopeful Slipper, Wisdom.
Okay, welcome, Slipper signed me last week, before last week, split round. Slipper signed me.
Crouching One, sweep the kangaroo leg.
Sweep the kangaroo leg.
Yes, I like you, I have not bloody idea what he mean. I say, sign me this, sweep the bloody kangaroo leg.
Sweep the kangaroo's leg. Have you had kangaroo meat?
No.
Delicious.
I think.
Sauteed with some onions.
You say me this. What happen if you kick kangaroo leg out from under him?
Well, he'll get his bloody claws and he'll rip your stomach out and your spleen will split out in the bloody ground. There's strong bones.
Silence! You sweep the kangaroo leg. Make him sit down on us. Yeah. Slipper say me last before split land.
Yeah.
Put kangaroo player on bloody bench.
Right.
I have two kangaroo player, Boma Harvey, and blah blah blah, Nick bloody Dal Santo.
You're not putting them on the bloody bench, sir?
Yes, I put them both on bloody bench.
You put them on the bench?
Last split round.
Bloody hell.
Yes.
You did the loop.
I loophole click, because this first game, and I could cover with emergency cover like Eka and up forward line. I end up taking Dal Santo 103, Boma Harvey 94, some shit like this.
So you didn't take him? You didn't take his score?
I kept Boma on bench. I take big risk. But Crouching One think good risk.
Ladies and gentlemen of the community, what you're listening to here on the audio airwaves is verbal genius dripping out of the lips of a strategic genius who should be in the top 100 this week. I reckon you will be, Chris.
Yeah, maybe. What comes? So,
makes big spuds, doesn't it? Big kangaroo's balls. That's what you've got, son. Big, firm ones.
I not take bloody boomer score. I take rough head.
Massive spuds.
I take risk. Rough head come out, bang!
Yeah.
Get bloody 30 more points. Boomer, this way, I do love Mike soon.
It's fair to say that could go either way, though. Well, if I was sitting here with a young, doe-eyed fantasy footballer and trying to give him advice, I would have told him, no, you keep Boomer's 90. That's the position. That's the percentages play.
Jock, Crouching is a purely rank-based player.
Yeah.
Yes, I feel it was a calculated risk which has paid off. Mm. One must be prepared to take risks. And a corollary to this is a corollary, Jock.
Corolla. That was one of me nephew's first card.
No, a corollary, Jock. What also must hold is that we are taking risks with our captain's pick, our VC pick. We see next week's games. We have a Thursday night game, Jock.
Mm.
Frio play Carlton.
Who'd you go the VC?
Of course, Fife could be there.
Love to see if Sandy Balls is going to come back. Rested.
Yes.
Could have rested Sandy Lands go large.
It is not a very unique pick. Cade Simpson, however, would be a unique VC pick. Mm. The Friday game, Sydney Bombers.
Mm.
Again, we're looking for unique VC picks, Jock. Picks that will separate your team from the pack.
Well, actually, if you're in the pointy bloody end, but you don't want to go too hard going unique. If you just want to have a good, solid hit out, you got your opponent covered, you're not going to try and go unique, mate. You're going to say, look, Friday bloody night, JP Kennedy, I'll whack the vice captain on him.
Jock, your frequently used and abused term, upper echelonia.
Yes.
Obviously refers to those seeking
in the upper echelonia.
High ranks, Jock.
Yes.
We are talking about people striving to finish as higher ranked as possible.
What about the rank of bloody file in it for league wins, Peter? You're going to neglect the people out there wanting to win their bloody league, and you're here telling them you shouldn't listen to echelonias.
Jock.
I know we have to cater for the echelonias, but there's people out there just wanting to win their leagues, and you're telling them, go and put the bloody vice captain on Fred Nurk, the bloody third, because it's different.
Jock, I have been to a drinking establishment. I have a hard edge and will not any longer put up with your bullying tactics.
Good boy, Peter.
So
bloody
sit in your chair, please.
Oi, bloody Wilson.
And take note of my wisdoms.
Good on you, Peter. Bloody hell, you've come a long way, Peter.
Thank you, Jock.
I just stepped up and tried a deliverance to you, and you just said bloody shit in, you old bastard.
Jock, you have Wayno in your line.
Wayno, how are you, my good bloody nephew? Great to hear from you, son.
How's it hanging?
How your hangover after pub, you drunk little boy?
I didn't wake up for like 48 hours. I reckon I was off my dog. Dad reckons when I came home, I was trying to kiss the dog and everything. So I can't even bloody remember, fellas. But it was a bloody awesome night.
Unacceptable, Jock. I do not want to be a part of this underage consumption.
Peter's just watched Peter. He's a little bit upset about what happened at the pub the other night. He was grounded. You were grounded, weren't you, Peter, from your old mum?
Happy to be grounded. I myself overconsumed and came home way past my 10 o'clock curfew.
Well, we all had a big one. Hey, Wayne, I just want to play you back something from the other night. I'm not sure you're going to remember this, mate.
Oh, no, what did I do?
Well, you had a little bit of something to say at the pub.
I say you now, Wayne, no. He drink like man, take like boy. He slap back in chair. He not talk. You wake up, Wayno. You talk me this. You say something good for community.
Okay, say a few things, fellas. Little fellas.
You drunk.
I am pretty... I'm pretty drunk, but the thing is, I got a new friend, Marty McFly, and the doc, so I don't even have to care about what you guys talk about. Because what I'm going to get in a car with them, I'm going to go back in time and then find out what we're going to do. And then I'm going to get scores, and then you guys won't even know the scores. And then
mate, the big question we've all got for you, have you got into your, you know, the Millennium's Falcon and going into the future with the future?
DeLorean, Jock.
It's a DeLorean.
What's the DeLorean?
There's not much room for me, but yeah, I'm going to go this week, fellas. Keep it quiet, and what I'm going to do is go forward a week and then see who really plays well, and then I'll come back and I'll tell you what captain to pick. What do you reckon, fellas?
Sounds bloody wonderful.
If you do that, you will instantly have the knowledge now, one would assume, Wayno, the space-time continuum.
If you go, because that's exactly right. Just as you said that, I went and I just got back.
So who I make captain next week?
That was quick.
It was pretty quick. It happens just like that. Yeah. So next week, fellas, captains, I'm going to be putting my money on Patrick Dangerfield, fellas. I went to the game and everything. 1 o'clock on Saturday at the Adelaide Oval. I had a delicious pie floater, and he dominates. So I'd be putting my money on him, fellas.
If those doubted your time machine, Wayno,
could
they put the VC on Danger, or do you suggest the C?
I'll definitely put the C on him, fellas. What's the point of going forward in time and finding out and then putting the VC on him? It's a definite.
What's going on here?
Jock.
Wayno.
We are bending space and time, and Wayno has already seen the future.
You can't. How has he done that?
He ate a pie floater, Jock, and
what did that do? The specifics, teleport him into the next week.
The detail he gave leaves me sure of his account of the events, Jock. Dangerfield will go large at the Adelaide Oval against West Coast.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, Uncle Jock.
Did you actually go into the future with the Millennium Falcons?
DeLorean.
Did you actually do that tonight?
DeLorean, Jock.
The DeLorean Falcon. Did you go into the future?
I only did it not long ago. I've still got a bit of sauce from the pie float on me mouth here. So, yeah, just not a few minutes ago, Uncle Jock.
Oh, we're not this significant. Keep car in garage. We need this. We need this big time.
I'll let you know next time I go, fellas. It shouldn't be, you know, there are a couple of good blokes, Marty McFly and that, so I'll probably be seeing him next week or something, so then I can go and look at the next game and come back and tell you again, fellas.
What about why didn't you go to the Melbourne-Brisbane Lions game? Because I reckon, you know, Rockcliffe, what he scored, 250 or something this weekend. Against Melbourne next weekend, he's going to rip their bloody heads off.
Crap game. I wasn't going to bother with that one. I thought the Adelaide West Coast would be a good one, so I just went to that one.
Thank you, Wayno. This is significant. The community has a great point of difference in your ability to time travel.
Yeah, fellas.
Yes, mate.
Did you see what happened to Cox on Friday night? Bloody shocking, fellas. My dad said he hasn't seen a cox go so limp since he saw Mum standing in there and she sneezed.
Oh, why not? Yeah. Tyrone Vickery's son. Welcome.
Is Tyrone good enough for the coordinations to actually land one on the chin?
That's
what I want to know.
He is strong man. He nice man. Everybody
nice thinks, man, is he?
Everybody think he prick. He very nice man. He come my gym. Welcome. Nice man.
I was on the Twitters and I had a couple of beers. All the people getting stuck right into Tyrone Vickery. People saying it was like bloody Barry Hall's punch.
Give me
a bloody spell. Look, Wayno, wonderful to hear from you, son. Tune into the Donors podcast because we got the full discussion with all the Inner Sanctum, Mickey the Mad Irishman, Baron Von Krahn and the boys. So, look, I'll send you a little linky thing so you can listen to that one, all right, mate?
Oh, beautiful, for free, yeah. No, I was going to say, fellas, I wasn't going to bother with the hot dip side because, you know, not many people are going to be bringing anyone sort of bigger, and people are probably sick of hearing me bloody stupid song anyway, aren't they?
That's a bloody good song, mate. Don't you
worry
about that.
Yeah, I know, but you know how James Hurd has come back to Essendon, but they said, oh, just stay away and start concentrating on 2015.
Mm.
Well, I'm going to start concentrating on a new hot tip song, fellas. I've been approached by Will I Am about recording one with him, so might be a new one next year, fellas.
Right.
Excellent, Wayno. Your talents are being recognised. Now, I suggest...
is that Prince William?
Refrain from alcohol and things will happen.
All right, mate.
Bye, Wayno.
See you, son.
Say, fellas.
Righto, well, I reckon we need to have a look at some players. It is becoming difficult. Not many people have many trades left, but we have to have a look at some of the quality, both for the rest of this season, for those who are looking for those last couple of trades, but also with half an eye on next year. Stephen Johnson's one bloke. I haven't yet got him in me midfield. I ended up going from Dane Swan to Sammy Mitchell this week, but Stephen Johnson, still 550K. He backed down 141 against GWS. Averaged 132 in his last three, 30 posies, 12 marks, 3 goals. Is there any reason, anyone suggest, why you wouldn't want to think about bringing Stephen Johnson into your midfield?
Yes, Jock.
Why is that, mate?
I think you just gave a clue before.
Righto.
You traded Swan,
Dane Swan
became
and Mitchell.
Mitchell.
Correct.
Mitchell failed this week.
He did.
And the thousands of people that made the same trade on the same fail ranking.
Yeah.
Stephen Johnson is a very popular pick. I would prefer to see the likes of Montagna, point of difference. Up forward, Jock. Jared Waite scored 149. is cheap, has a reasonable run. Yes, Frio, but then Gold Coast, a flailing Gold Coast, and a finish off with an Essendon in your grand final.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I mean, where I'm at, I'm around 5,000th. I want to get up towards that 1,000th. I reckon all I want to do is I'm happy to play the percentages. Because I reckon if I play the percentages cleverly enough, that'll give me enough to climb. But look, Crouching One, you're up in the bloody echelonia, Peter. I can see where the merits are of going the left fielders. And you mentioned, you know, Jared Waite, 149. He was a late inclusion.
Hey, I have foot in both trousers.
Yeah, you need to, mate.
1 foot in trouser, same like Mr. Jock.
Yeah.
I make sure I get man like very solid pick, like a bloody CBJ.
Yes.
Other foot in, he got trouser. I, instead of get Slon Dog few week ago, Crouching One get Bradley Clutching One.
Yeah, Brad Crouch again has gone large against Collingwood tonight.
Kick us. He point out different. So I think...
You're a bloody genius. There's no doubts about that, mate.
That's true. I think you must, like same you say, play solid percentages.
Yes.
But also looking left field, look for a solid point difference pick.
Yeah.
What come?
I agree. I call it the 90-10 rule. You want a 90 percentages, 90 of your percentages should be good, solid, robust of plum fantasy footballers. 10 percentages should be where your foot's in the other foot. And when you've got one hand that you give a thing with, which is most of your percentages, and that should be very solid, robust of plum. But with the other hand, you just go, I'm going to deploy a bloody Brad Crouch.
Excellent mathematical logic, Jock. Yeah. 90.
That's 10. The 90-10th.
And
the 90th tennis rule of Jock bloody Reynolds.
And we do.
You liked that one, didn't you, Peter?
Yes, Jock. We must be almost 90% safe, 10% left field, enabling us to inch ahead while covering ourselves. Almost one risk per line at most.
Agree with you. Good to see Corey Enright also working back into form in that GWS game. He scored 118 and he's down around 460. Having a look at their run home there, Peter and Crouching One. If you were looking for that last, some people still, for instance, I've got to say I've still got bloody Jack Grimes down there. If you're looking for a good, solid bloke, the stuff in there, could we see Corey Enright doing the business for the rest of the season?
This is interesting. Mm. Many men tried him out.
Yes.
When he have so ankle rest, many men so scared, so did not want to eat bloody donut.
No.
So sometime, donut good for health.
Absolutely.
And Corey Enright come back. The Cat have good run. They have Carlton and Brisbane in your final. Mm. I think Corey Enright good. Plus Hawthorn, Fleer. This one, Corey, fight hard.
Yeah.
Fight hard.
Sure. Oh. Yeah, St Kilda boys. There's going to be winds of change at St Kilda. We know that that's happening left, right and centre anyway. We know Lenny Hayes is on the way out. And I'm looking at a couple of boys in the guts. Savage has finally pulled his finger out and decided he has to come and play good football to make the bloody team. 136 against Freo. He'll go up to around 411 grand. 30 touches, 24 of them were by foot the other day. Reasonable run coming up from the Saints as well.
Yes, Jock. Gold Coast next week. Also, Armitage, one worth note. Montagna, mentioned earlier. These are valid picks, Jock. Western Bulldogs and Adelaide in your grand final.
Very good run, hey? And with Armitage, I mean, that 120 against Freo came off the back of 144 against North and 110 v Carlton. And if ever a bloke needed to step up and fill the void of a Leonard Hayes on his exit and be Armitage. So even with half an eye towards next year, he's got enough solid conditioning under him now. I reckon he could be one that you might just, you know, could be one in that 10th percentile for someone. If you're going to put the 10th percentile rule in, maybe Armitage next year could be there.
Okay, I want you to say me, in Donna podcast.
Yes, mate.
We each pick 1 month ago.
Yeah.
We each pick man to look at. And in podcasts, we do same. I want result because Crouching One.
What's it called? Tell them what your competition is.
Nobody say him.
Everybody.
You pretend you pick him.
Pretend you pick him.
Some shit like
this.
Yeah,
it's good.
But Crouching One pick bloody Miles Richmond. He got bang bang last month, average over 100. and he got up many points. At time I pick him,
yeah,
very cheap, 320. I think this bloody good.
Now, with the other picks, we've had a look through the nobody say him, nobody have him challenge results, and we've got Matthew, one of our donors, who's selected just pre-round 15, Stephen Motlop, who sequentially went out and scored 98, 124, 147 and 82.
Excellent.
So Matthew there, mate, he'll look forward to the donors podcast. Motlop during that period went up to 418 grand to 522 grand. That's more than $100,000.
Yes, excellent. Matthew, I think we need to have you on an upcoming podcast, mate.
Bloody oath. Yeah, Matty, shoot us an email or put the comments up on the donors podcast this week and say, here I am, boys, and we'll bloody, you know, get him on board. Bloody oath we will put
Yes, Jock.
Wheels did pretty well picking out Harry Taylor. And Harry Taylor's gone whack last three rounds, 129, 108, 125.
Yes, so appreciated, 90K, outstanding.
Absolutely, mate. Right, just while we wind it up, the Broomhead boy looked all right today, didn't he?
Yes, Jock, Broomhead, very cheap, has played his third game, however, low scores earlier in the season for his first two games, those obviously looking for a bench cover, with trades in hand, a Tim Broomhead, Jock.
Yeah, I mean, you could, if Timmy Broomhood could help you wipe the floor with your opponent.
Nice. Yes, maybe give clean sweep opposition.
You sweep the leg. I'm sick of seeing him going out, though, with leaves and spider webs in his hair to play footy all the time. He's got a broom head. Oh, he can go, but
perhaps,
not about this. Yeah.
Perhaps he is bristly and thus playing with anger.
Yes. That was good for you. That's good. It's got a head like a broom.
I think we need to finish, Jock.
Right, community. Most of you will be speaking here. Well, we'll be have Tuesday night. We should have the donors podcast out. If you want to sign up, if you didn't do it last month, we'll put the linkity link there to say you can sign up and get all ready. Hope you've done well in round 18. Take care of yourselves. I'm Jock Reynolds.